Coming up in a few moments, Mark Spencer from the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association joins me. You're going to want to hear this interview to get some insight on this young hero that gave his life early this morning. Don't go away. Just heard live. Thanks for being here this afternoon. Fallen officer today, Travis Murphy is the young man's name, the officer who was killed. We have just had the name released to us by Jack Harris, and that's Denny Ledesma Martinez is now the suspect that has been charged with first-degree murder and weapons violations. Joining us on the line right now from the PLEA, which is the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association, is Mark Spencer. Mark, I really appreciate you taking some time. I know this is a big, big day for you guys.
My pleasure to help you out, Michael.
Now, I know that you've been involved with this since very, very early. Let me ask you, first of all, you spent some time with this young man's family. How are they holding up? Obviously a tragic time. How are things with this family?
Well, we need to keep them in our prayers. I think they have a good support system for Danielle. They were very supportive of Travis and his profession. You can see nothing but pride in their eyes and love. It's a great deal of hurt. This isn't something you get over. It's something you work through, and we need to keep them in our prayers.
Okay. Now, let's talk for a moment. I heard when the name was just released by Jack Harris, I heard him say that this guy has an extensive violent criminal background. Can you give me any insight on this? I know that you've been working on the family side of this today, but do you have any word on what kind of background we're talking about with this guy?
I think Chief Harris probably said it best. I haven't actually seen the paperwork on it, but from my understanding, he's involved in serious violent felonies, more centrally located in the Tucson area of the state. What we understand happened, and our belief is, as you said, the officers went one way and the other officer went the other way. Our belief is this suspect was waiting in ambush for Officer Murphy. The suspect had a semi-automatic rifle and fired about a dozen rounds at our officer. Our officer got a few rounds off, but the rounds that he took were fatal. The officers that assisted him heroically made an attempt to save his life, and we appreciate their help. We appreciate the help of the medical staff at the hospital and their efforts at saving our hero.
You know, it's something I can't imagine. Now, how long have you been a police officer?
In March, it was 23 years.
Okay, so especially when you work in areas and when you rely on each other as police officers, I can only imagine what happens when one of your own. Now, I don't know how well you knew this officer, but when one of your own, when this happens to them, I can imagine. And the closer you get into that ring, that inner circle of people, to the squad that this young man worked on. Now, what is that squad going through? And I heard it was a sergeant, I think, that actually took him to the hospital. And that's something that this sergeant's going to deal with the rest of her life or his life, right?
Absolutely. And the Phoenix Police Department takes great care of working with that squad and those officers and making sure that they work through this too, and they get the support that they need. I think what's important for us to remember, though, Michael, is, you know, there's a lot of political rhetoric going on out there, and a lot of people use their bully pulpits, whether they're a police chief or a mayor, and it's easy to forget the voices of rank-and-file officers in the street, the voices of those men and women that run to gunfights. And it's important to remember that when politicians and police chiefs parse serious, dangerous crimes from minor infractions, what they forget is an important rule in law enforcement, and that rule is this: all crimes, all violations, and all contacts have the potential to harm officers. And I don't say this to be critical of the media, but you hear this phrase in the media, well, it was a routine traffic stop.
Right.
There's no such thing as a routine traffic stop, no more than there is such a thing as a square circle. Eric Shoehandler, lieutenant in Gilbert, made a routine traffic stop, and he's dead. Officer Dave Uribe from Phoenix made a routine traffic stop. He's dead. Officer Nick Earfley made a routine traffic stop with a pedestrian that was an illegal. He's dead. And now you have Travis here that is just investigating a suspicious vehicle driving at a high rate of speed, but everything has the potential for harm for our men and women.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I talk about a lot. I talk about what officers, as much as I know, and you know, ride-alongs don't count for much other than I've seen what you do quite a bit, but I don't know what it's like on a daily basis. And my brother's in law enforcement, and I know that you deal with whatever it is. It's a simple traffic stop that turns into something, you know. So that's why all my life we've been, I've been blessed with a great family that has always been respectful of law enforcement, because, you know, I don't want the officer to be nervous when he walks up to my car if I've been pulled over or anything else. So there's many people that understand that this is why officers are sometimes short with people until they get comfortable with what's going on. You know, an officer walks up with his hand on his weapon or her weapon or whatever else, because you're right. I mean, obviously, you know better than I do. These are the kinds of situations that it may sound like it is such a small deal, routine traffic stop. But the next thing you know, it turns into a gunfight. And this was, from what I'm hearing, an ambush. I mean, this was a cop investigating, and he was just fired upon.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's why I think it's crucial that we pay attention. We pay attention to the men and women who do the work. I mean, when these men and women are asking, hey, chief, can I buy my own rifle for work? And the chief says no, but yet you have a career criminal from Tucson. For some reason, he's up in Phoenix with a rifle, and he's comfortable ambushing a Phoenix police officer. I think we're putting our officers at risk when we ignore some reasonable accommodations, like, can I buy a tool to help me get home at the end of the shift? When officers ask for just a reasonable, simple phone call to ICE to address the crime at the lowest level, and it's parsed to death, and all these fears come about, but it's not based upon past history, it's very disappointing. I think the men and women who run towards the gunfights know what they need to get the job done, and they're willing to put their lives on the line to protect our community.
You know, and the last thing I'll say about this, Mark, and I want to again talk about the men and women who serve in the Phoenix Police Department, because this guy, this Travis Murphy, is one of their own. It's a big agency, but in this squad and in that Squaw Peak precinct where he worked out of, they all know each other. I'm sure they know each other, some better than others, but they all know each other. They just had one of their own down. A sergeant is racing this guy to the hospital, and when they came in, when other officers come in to arrest this guy that they've charged with, this Martinez guy, they actually used non-lethal beanbags to arrest this guy and to get him into custody instead of what most people would have done if this had happened to somebody that they cared so much for. So the restraint that is shown by officers and the protocol and the training says a lot for the men and women that patrol these streets, because, you know, human emotion does not say to people that you should do this with non-lethal force.
Well, and I think that's a great point, Michael. I think our men and women's commitment to not only professionalism but constitutional rights just speaks volumes. It just speaks volumes. So even in this situation where a peer or a comrade or a friend or a partner is gunned down in cold blood, our officers have the professionalism enough to restrain themselves. They value the constitutional rights of people. They've proven that in the past. I'm confident they'll continue it in the future. I wonder if this same professionalism from police departments is a viable reality in third world countries. I think not.
No, yeah, and unfortunately, I think you're absolutely right on the money. Well, Mark, I can't thank you enough for the time this afternoon. I know this has been 1,000 miles an hour since very, very early this morning, so taking some time out to give us some information means a lot to us, and we're going to try to see if we can't find out more about this Ledesma Martinez and this extensive criminal record, because I think they're doing you as much a disservice as they are the citizens of these cities when you've got to go and patrol people being turned back loose to prey upon people. And unfortunately, last night or early this morning, it was a police officer. So,
and Michael, I'd like to give our bosses,
oh yeah,
the taxpayers, an opportunity. It's rare we get an opportunity to really help in a positive way. We'll be having a fundraiser here at the plea office, 11th Avenue and Adams, on June the 11th, starting at 10 o'clock and going all day. What a great way to step out and have a positive impact on the family of a hero who gave his all that we can go to sleep at night.
Yeah, and what I'm going to do with that, Mark, I'm glad you brought that up because I forgot to mention it. I'd like to talk with you in the next coming days, and I'd like to be a big part of that here. We're going to push it on the show. We'll get it on our website. I'd love to be there myself for part of the time to help raise some money for this officer's family and to extend a hand from the community back to the officers that serve us and protect us. So I appreciate you bringing it up. We'll make sure we're mentioning it in the next couple of days.
Well, we appreciate your support, Michael, and tell AJ's doing a great job.
All right. Thanks, Mark.